We now begin the second parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. This is parak Beis Mishnah Aleph 2:1, and the Mishnah is going to begin to enumerate various things, essentially that become forbidden or restricted because we suspect pagan society of the worst kinds of immorality. Halach l'maisa, much of this wouldn't apply today, in as much as societies don't tolerate this, the police force to arrest people for this kind of behavior and the like. But in any case, the Mishnah wasn't the case, the Mishnahic times, that wasn't the case. And therefore, we're suspecting these idolaters in the time of the Mishnah, these pagans, of everything terrible imaginable. So first of all, says the Mishnah, Eima midin behema befundakios shel ovde kochabim. You're not allowed to deposit your animal, like your livestock, at the inn that you're staying at, that's administered, that's run by an idolater, mipnei shechashudin al harevia, because we suspect your typical pagan of stooping to bestiality. The idea is that there's a mitzvah, one of the seven mitzvahs bein noach, the seven mitzvahs that non-Jews are commanded, to essentially have a wife and a marriage, as opposed to, and prohibits bestiality. That's based on the pasuk, which says, "Alkein yazov ish." Since Adam and Chava come from this common origin, so a man is supposed to abandon his parents and v'davak beishto and cleave to his wife specifically. It's a man-woman relationship. V'hayulavaser echad, and they become like one flesh. That means they have offspring like children, which is sort of like a combination of the two of them. So that from that pasuk, you see that that's the kind of relationship that a man and woman should engage in, and certainly not one that can produce children because you're not an ish and ish, but rather a man and an animal. So that becomes forbidden. And therefore, the concern is that since a Jew would be over the iser d'oraisa of lifnei iver, by essentially putting the stumbling block in front of the immoral pagan, the Jew may not leave his animal in his the Jew's animal in the control of this innkeeper, this pagan innkeeper. Now, this is true even if the innkeeper has his own animals, because the thought is that he'd much rather molest the animal that doesn't belong to him and keep his animals in good shape. And for that reason, Ikra Din, it's mutter to sell Behema Daka, at least small animals, it's Ikra Din, it's permitted to sell to a Gentile, though as we saw in the previous parak, even then some places have the custom not to do it for this very concern. Okay, next says the Mishnah, V'lo tisyached isha imahin. A Jewish woman can't have yichud, be isolated with these Gentile men. Mibnei shechashudin al ha'arayos. Again, we suspect them of immorality and molesting her. If you'll ask the question, wait a second, Jewish woman can't have yichud with Jewish men either, so what's with the non-Jewish man? The idea is, well, that's certainly true. There are restrictions of yichud between unmarried Jewish men and women. There are scenarios, many scenarios, where they can be together. Just for example, if the man's wife is present, so we're not concerned he's going to do something inappropriate with this single woman, which is true if we're talking about a Jewish husband and wife. But if we're talking about a Gentile husband and wife, that's not the case. We're concerned that the pagan man will not care about his wife, and he would still molest this Jewish woman. Therefore, she can't have yichud even in such a scenario, and the like. Says the Mishnah, "V'lo yisayached adam imahen." Also, a Jewish man can't have yichud with a non-Jewish man. The reason is because mipnei shechashudin al shvichas damim. We are afraid that we suspect these idolaters of being murderous, and they'll kill the Jewish man. Perhaps when it comes to a Jewish woman, we assume not murder as the problem per se, because we figure women are not really as standoffish, and they sort of they or rachamim, they would get mercy from the men and so on. So killing the woman is less likely, considered unlikely, but a pagan man killing a Jewish man is certainly in the realm of possibility. Therefore, the yichud isolation would be forbidden. These things are not really halacha lemaisa nowadays, in as much as we have a police force, and in any society where Jewish blood isn't free, and if a Gentile, pagan, adult, whatever he is, killed a Jew, the police would get him, he'd go to jail and so on, so therefore that's enforcing it, and therefore it becomes permitted. So nowadays you certainly can stay in the office at night if it's just you and your friend, the Gentile, even the Gentile is an idol worshiper, literally. Still, it would be permitted that Isra Vichu doesn't apply because the police will enforce that, will protect you, so to speak, and there will be consequences for him if you do something terrible. Says the Mishnah further, Bas Yisrael lo siyaled es ovedes kochavim b'pnei shemiyaledes ben lavodazara. A Jewish woman can't act as a midwife to help birth an idol worshipper's son, a child, because essentially the Jewish midwife is facilitating bringing another, you know, member of the wicked pagan people into the world. This is a restriction if the Jewish midwife would be doing it for free. If she's doing it for pay, it's permitted, especially since if she would be offered pay and she would refuse, that would engender a tremendous amount of eva, of ill will, of hatred between the pagan society and the Jewish society, which could lead to all sorts of terrible things to the Jewish society, and therefore, for pay, it's permitted, but if it's for free, it would be forbidden. Moreover, on Shabbos, it'd be forbidden even if it were for pay, because a woman can always get out of it. She can say, listen, I don't work on Shabbos, etc. Okay. Avalavodas kochavim miyaledes bas Yisrael. A Jewish woman who's giving birth can allow a pagan midwife to help her. Again, we don't really trust this woman, so it can't be that it's all alone. But if there's supervision and there are other people and her and you know in the hospital and the like, so then it'd be permitted. Further, bas Yisrael lo sanik b'na shalavodas kochavim. The same idea: a Jewish woman who is a wet nurse. Wet nurse was a woman who would nurse someone else's child. So the idea is that in the time before, you know, Materna and Similac and the like, substitutes for babies, so infant formula, baby formula. So you needed to have someone to nurse the baby, and if the mother couldn't or wouldn't, so they need to bring in a second someone else to do it. So can a Jewish woman who's like a professional wet nurse do it for a Gentile woman? The answer is no, she can't. And even though this can be for pay, there's always ways for a wet nurse to wiggle out of it because she's not, you know, it's a much more invasive situation to have to nurse a child on an ongoing basis. Maybe her husband finds it disgusting. Maybe she just, you know, so for all these reasons, a Jewish woman essentially could always wiggle out of taking on the job of being a wet nurse for a idolatrous baby, and therefore she should. That said, if we're concerned it's going to generate a lot of ill will and danger to the Jewish community, of course it'd be permitted. And similarly, even if the Jewish woman just is simply like engorged with milk and very in pain and needs to, you know, express that milk, nowadays we have like a pump that she could express, but at the time of the Mishnah, you would need a baby. So in that case, since it's for her benefit, she could nurse a pagan child. Avalavetis kochavim Minika Banashal Yisraelis Birshusa. A pagan idolatrous wet nurse could be the one to serve as a wet nurse for a Jewish child, provided that is going on in the presence, in the home of the Jewish woman and family. We're not sending the child off to the pagan wet nurse's home because then we're afraid over there she could kill the baby. Even at nighttime, says Halacha, you know, in the Jewish woman's home, where the woman's all alone, it would be a problem. All said, the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, is that even if it's mutter, it's certainly preferable not to, because although the milk from a non-Jewish woman is kosher, just the Jewish woman is kosher, but it's still metamtem mesalev, it does still sort of like block up the heart, it's spiritually not good to have one's life source coming from a pagan woman, a Gentile woman, and therefore it's very much preferable to get a Jewish wet nurse lahalacha.